In this session, we shall look at share incentive plans. The share incentive plan enables an employee to receive shares in his employer company in a variety of different ways. Initially, an employee can receive free shares with no income tax or NIC consequences. Free shares means exactly what you would expect, i.e. the employee receives them from his employer completely free, without having to pay for them. As we shall see later, these shares can be sold without the employee having to pay capital gains tax. Shares awarded to employees in this way are known as free shares. The share incentive plan also enables employees to purchase new shares in their employer company and, at the same time, obtain income tax relief on the purchase. Shares purchased in this way, under an incentive plan, are known as partnership shares. If an employee purchases partnership shares under a share incentive plan, he may be entitled to receive additional free shares. These extra free shares are known as matching shares. Finally, a share incentive plan enables employees to reinvest their dividends in order to purchase additional shares in the company. These shares, purchased out of dividend income, are known as dividend shares. In this session, we shall take a look at how a share incentive plan works, and we shall study the tax and national insurance implications of employees taking and disposing of free shares, partnership shares, matching shares, and dividend shares. Let us first have a look at how a share incentive plan actually operates. Share incentive plans are typically operated by quoted UK companies. Here we assume we have a quoted company called ABC PLC. The company will establish a UK resident trust and will transfer cash into that trust. The trustees will use the money to acquire shares in ABC PLC. On acquiring the shares, the trust will then award shares to the employees. It is important to note that at this point in time, i.e. when shares are awarded, ownership of the shares does not pass to the employee. The shares remain the property of the trust. At this point, the shares are effectively earmarked for employees and will be officially transferred to the employee at a later date. The trustees effectively hold the shares on trust for the employee until the employee wishes to withdraw them from the plan. There is never a tax charge at the point that the shares are awarded to employees, but there may be income tax and NIC implications when the employee withdraws the shares from the plan at a future point in time. These tax implications will be considered later in this session. Before an employer company can operate a share incentive plan, it must first obtain approval from the revenue. The shares acquired by the trustees must be ordinary shares in the employer company, although it is possible for the company to create a special class of employee shares purely for this purpose. The company's shares must normally be listed on the stock exchange. This means that the employer company will usually be a quoted PLC. It is possible for the company to be an unquoted company as long as it is not controlled by another company or is under the control of a listed company. So, if the company's shares are not listed on the stock exchange, the company must be either a parent company and not controlled by another company, or the company must be under the control of a listed company. A share incentive plan is an all-employee scheme, so all of the employees of the company must be invited to participate in the scheme. This includes part-time employees. It is possible for the employer company to exclude employees with less than 18 months' service, although in practice most companies will invite all employees to participate, regardless of whether or not they have been with the company for 18 months. Employees are not eligible to participate in a SIP if they, together with their associates, have a material interest in the company or have had a material interest at any time in the 12 months before the award of shares. Material interest in this context means an ability to control more than 25% of the ordinary share capital. Finally, the employees must be offered shares on similar terms. This means that the award of shares to employees should not be weighted in favour of certain employees. The rules do permit the award of free shares and matching shares to be based on performance-related criteria, as long as those criteria are similar for all employees. For the rest of this session, we will concentrate on the free, partnership, matching and dividend shares, and the tax implications of withdrawing those shares from the plan. We will start with the free shares. An employer can award up to £3,000 worth of free shares per annum to participating employees. As mentioned on the previous page, this award can be based on performance-related criteria. These free shares will normally remain within the plan for a minimum period of 3 years. This means that the trustees will retain legal ownership of the shares for at least 3 years before distributing them to the employees. The employer must set a holding period for each award of free shares, during which the shares must be held in trust. This is generally 3 years, but can be extended to 5 by the employer. The holding period automatically comes to an end if the employee leaves the company. The income tax and national insurance implications of a withdrawal of free shares depends on how long the shares have been held within the plan. There is never a charge to income tax or NIC when the shares are originally awarded by the trustees to the employee. There is only ever a potential charge to income tax or national insurance on the actual withdrawal of the shares from the plan. If an employee calls for the shares within 3 years, and the scheme rules allow the trustees to distribute the shares at this point, there will be an income tax charge on the market value of the shares at the date they are withdrawn from the plan. If the shares are readily convertible assets, for example shares in a listed company, there will also be a Class 1 NIC charge, and the income tax and NIC charge will be dealt with under PAYE, i.e. tax and NIC, will be withheld at source at the point of withdrawal. The rules we looked at in the previous session in relation to operating PAYE and NIC in respect of shares also apply to the removal of shares from a share incentive plan. PAYE will normally be operated by the company, although the revenue will require PAYE deductions to be made by the trustees, where they are of the opinion that it is impracticable for the employer company to make a PAYE deduction. If the shares are withdrawn from the plan between 3 and 5 years from the date they were awarded to the employee, the income tax charge will be on the lower of the market value of the shares at initial allocation and the market value of the shares at the date of withdrawal. Assuming the shares increase in value over the period, the lower of the two charges will be on the market value at initial allocation. Again, any tax or NIC will be dealt with under the PAYE system. If the shares are withdrawn from the plan more than 5 years after they were originally awarded, there is no income tax or NIC charge at the date of withdrawal. As such, the free shares can be awarded and withdrawn totally free of tax and NIC, as long as they remain within the plan for at least 5 years. Moving on now to partnership shares. An employee can buy up to £1,500 worth of partnership shares every year. This equates to £125 of shares each month. This is irrespective of the number of free shares he has been awarded, the amount of partnership share money deducted from an employee's salary cannot exceed 10% of that employee's salary. Therefore, an employee earning less than £15,000 per annum will not be permitted to purchase £1,500 worth of partnership shares. The scheme may stipulate a minimum amount of partnership share money. This minimum cannot be greater than £10 per month. The employee will effectively surrender salary in order to purchase partnership shares, and the amount of salary surrendered is deducted from gross remuneration before PAYE and NIC is calculated. PAYE is applied to the net amount, thereby giving the employee tax relief at source on the money used to purchase the partnership shares. This means that in the case of a higher rate taxpayer, he will be purchasing shares for £1,500, but in doing so, will save 40% of that amount, i.e. £600, in income tax at source. If an employee chooses to purchase partnership shares, the salary used to buy those shares will continue to count as net relevant earnings for the purpose of making pension contributions. Any partnership shares purchased may be withdrawn from the plan at any time.
So, while the employer can prohibit the withdrawal of free shares within 3 years unless the employee is leaving the employment, the company cannot prevent the employee from withdrawing his partnership shares.
Again, the tax position as at the date of withdrawal depends on how long the shares have been held within the plan. If the partnership shares have been in the plan for less than 3 years, there will be an income tax charge on the market value of the shares at the date of withdrawal. If the partnership shares have been within the plan for between 3 and 5 years, the income tax charge will be on the lower of two things. The first is the cash salary used to purchase the shares. The second is the market value of the shares at the date of withdrawal. Again, assuming the shares go up in value, the original salary used to purchase the shares will be the lower of these, and this will be charged to income tax when the shares are withdrawn.
If the shares are readily convertible assets, there will also be a charge to Class 1 NIC, and the amounts due will be collected via PAYE.
As is the case for free shares, if the partnership shares remain in the plan for at least 5 years, there is no tax or NIC charge at the date they are withdrawn. Let us now consider matching shares. An employer can match any partnership shares bought by employees by offering additional free shares. The employer can award up to 2 additional free shares for every 1 partnership share purchased by the employee. As such, only employees who purchase partnership shares can be awarded matching shares.
As with free shares, the plan must specify a holding period for matching shares, during which the shares cannot be withdrawn from the plan of between 3 to 5 years. Again, the holding period comes to an end if the employee leaves the employment.
Let us now consider the potential tax charges on the withdrawal of matching shares from the plan. As with the free shares, there is never a charge when the shares are initially awarded to the employee. When the shares are withdrawn from the plan, the income tax and NIC implications are the same as they are for the free shares. This means that there will be a tax charge if the shares are withdrawn either within the first 3 years or between 3 and 5 years, but full exemption is given if the shares remain within the plan for a minimum period of 5 years. The last type of shares to be dealt with under a share incentive plan are dividend shares. If an employee receives dividends on his shares while they remain within the plan, the employee can use the cash from the dividends in order to purchase more shares. The shares bought from dividend income are called dividend shares. The employee can reinvest up to £1,500 per annum of dividends in acquiring new shares. If dividend shares are acquired in this way, the dividends used to purchase shares are completely free of tax. This means that these dividends can be omitted from the income tax computation in the year in which they are received. If the employee wishes to keep the dividend and not use the cash to purchase more shares, the dividends not reinvested are taxable in the normal way.
The holding period for dividend shares is 3 years.
The tax position on a withdrawal of dividend shares from the plan is slightly different to the tax rules with regard to free, partnership, or matching shares. If dividend shares are withdrawn within 3 years, the dividends originally used to purchase the shares become taxable in the year in which the shares are withdrawn. If dividend shares are withdrawn more than 3 years after they were acquired, there is no income tax or NIC on their withdrawal. It is important that you are able to differentiate between free, partnership, matching and dividend shares. These are quite a convoluted set of rules, so at this point you may like to pause this lecture and go back and recap on any issues which you may have found confusing.